Joining me today on my personal mixtape is LaJon Witherspoon, lead singer of Seven Dust. These guys have been around for over two decades and tour incessantly. Seven Dust used to hit the Peoria market super hard back in the day, and I couldn't tell you how many times I have seen them on stage over the years. Always an entertaining show, high energy. I remember the first time I saw them, I think they had trampolines on the stage that the guitar players were bouncing off of to get high up in the air, and it's just a lot of fun. And I have always heard that LaJon is one of the nicest guys in the industry, and after chatting with him, I can say they're not wrong. He was super personable in our brief chat, and him and his wife selected 10 of their favorite songs from his career for us to chat about. It's a killer mix, and of course I tack on one at the end just to round things out. So, without any further ado, here is LaJon Witherspoon's My Personal Mixtape. All right, how's it going, LaJon?
Hey, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Not too bad. So, we start your playlist with what is probably the first Seven Dust song that a lot of longtime fans ever heard from you guys, and that is Black off the self-titled album. Is the first single, aside from just being a landmark Seven Dust song, why does it make your list?
Oh, it's because it was one of the first songs we got together as a band. Me, Morgan, John, and Vinny sat down, and that song came out, and it was an incredible energy, and it made me realize at that moment in time that wow, we really had something together, and still to this day, that song makes me feel the same way.
Yeah, and this album was produced by Mark and JJ of Twisted Sister. How was it working with them? I know that was, you know, the first record, so probably the first major recording you guys had done as a band at that time.
Man, we were young kids. We went in and did what we did, you know, and we just had some old cats that were hanging around. And you know what I mean? It was cool. It was just still really Seven Dust, you know, doing what we do, like we still do to this day. Lucky enough, you know, we were at that time in our lives that we were able to have the team that we had. But it definitely was still Seven Dust that moved that.
Excellent. Well, your tone and just the soul in your vocals is what drew me to the band immediately. I always have loved your vocals, and Black is, of course, going to set the tone for the whole rest of the list. So I was glad to see it on there.
Yeah.
And number two, you've got off the Animosity album, Beautiful.
Driving song. This is just one of those songs that I felt like kind of came out of just, you know, pure emotion, being young and living life and understanding and then trying to navigate through being in a band and being away from your family and your brother and losing people and all, you know, just those things were happening as growing up. And that was just one of those songs that came out. And it, with some of these songs, they are singles from albums. Some of them are deep cuts, which I really appreciated. That's usually the whole point of this show is to put a spotlight on some of those songs that maybe the fans don't pay as much attention to. And you're like, no, these are favorites and mean a lot to me. So I figured Beautiful was definitely one of those songs for you. Yeah, exactly. And it's always when you bring that song back out in the set, it's always like it's a heavy hitter. It's great.
Well, speaking of heavy hitters, the next one is more of the same off of the same album, Animosity. This is Angel's Son. Now, originally, yeah, it was on the Straight Up tribute record, of course, in memory of Lynn Strait. But you guys re-recorded, and we're going to use the Seven Dust version from that album.
One last As soon as you were cool, as soon as you were cool.
I know a lot has been said about this song over the years, but didn't know if you had anything to speak on for that one.
Oh, man, you know, just that song, you never would have thought that it would have manifested in such an incredible energy. That, you know, of course, the song I started with, you know, wrote it about Lynn, and rest his soul, and his legacy will can continue. But that song manifested into just not about him, but about everybody, you know, like just us growing up and us losing mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, and just kind of because Lynn was the first person in our young life that passed away like that, if that makes sense. Everyone, for us, that was that. For me, that was that guy. Like, wow, what happened to my friend? This has never happened before, you know? So, and it just kind of, I think that everyone kind of gravitates to that because everyone goes through that at some point in their lives and they start understanding it. And we all have an angel son.
I have a new life now. She lives through you. What can I do? I feel so alone now. I pray for you. We still love you. You are fighting.
Every time I've seen you, it's in the set. It's a crowd favorite, and a lot of listeners of the show were happy to know that it did make your list.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Thank you.
And moving on to the next album, released in 2003, the album Seasons, produced by Butch Walker, who's also a Georgia boy, you selected Broken Down.
Oh, yeah. A great group, you know, rocking song. And not only that, it was the video that we got to do, and we were somewhere in Georgia and it was freezing cold, and I just remember it being just been a fun time. I didn't have my dreads, my hair was cut.
Yeah, that was the short hair LeJean years.
Yeah. But what a good time. That was an exciting time in our careers too. We weren't rich or anything. I'm still not, but it was just, you know, it seemed like at that time we didn't really care about anything other than the music. But then we had to learn, we had to become businessmen in the music business. So, but yeah, those are fun times. And I'm just thinking back, and these songs reminded me of just great times and good energy. And, you know, it wasn't a lot of the people's hands, and their hands were in our pockets. We just didn't realize how deep. So
now working with Butch, he is definitely known for writing a catchy hook and a good sense of melody. Did he help you guys in the songwriting process at all?
Oh my God, that's a great question. You think about this. Fall to the ground, falling you back to reality. What song was that? One of our songs.
That was Enemy.
Right, thank you, Enemy. Butch came in, and I do remember that melody. He had a song from, was it the band he was in, The Marvelous?
Yeah, Freak of the Week.
Freak of the Week. It was a song that kind of had that same.
Yeah,
kind of,
yeah.
No, it was that song, Make Me a Promise, da 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 da. So it was kind of like, but you know what? It was his style. So I felt like that melody, Butch. But yeah, other than that, man, he had so many great ideas. But yeah, I feel like that was one of the things that he brought too. Yeah, that fun pop sound.
Yeah, for sure. If I can feel. Were notorious road dogs, always out on the road, and I'm from the Peoria, Illinois area, so I think I saw you at least 3 to 4 times one year.
Was it Big Jake's? No, what was the place?
There used to be the Madison Theater.
Big Al's.
Talking the strip club after the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, most people made their way there after shows at the Madison, for sure.
At the Madison, we had so many great shows and everywhere. Peoria, we remember Big Al's too. That's great.
It's still there. I'm not sure how the COVID lap dances are going, but they're still around.
Can I get some chicken wings and some fries too while you're at home? Get the food in the kitchen.
All right. So song number 5, we've got From Next, which was released in 2005, and you selected Desertion.
Stick it on my face and let me see the look, guys. I watch the look slipping right down your throat. I wonder how it feels to know I had to pin down long ago. I wanna know why you went to Rome. Why can't you
Yeah, just because it was such a different song. And I feel like that's one of those B songs that a lot of people don't get to hear about or hear.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just fun, and it's a driving song, and I feel like the groove in that song is just something fun. I just wanted to pick some songs that I felt like people probably wouldn't think about listening to.
Yeah, and like I said, that's the whole point of this. So
and my wife would be helping me. She's like, oh my God, I used to rock to this song. And I'm like, oh my God, listen to that. It was fun.
Now, was she around for the beginning of the band, or was she like was a casual listener before, and then you guys met?
She was very young.
And okay.
She would have been weird if we were to date her when we first came out. She found out about the band. We were on tour. We had the band El Nino out on tour.
Mm-hmm.
And we did Uptown Theater in Kansas, where I live now, and I live in Overland Park. And her sister was a Seven Dust and El Nino fan, and they were in the front row. And I remember seeing this beautiful young lady, and these piercing blue eyes. And I told my head of security, Gabe, rest his soul, I walked over to the side of the stage in the third song in and said, "Hey, man, I'm sorry, but she's beautiful, and I don't do this, but could you just see, you know, ask them if they want to say hello after the show, you know, give them a pass, make it cool, you know?" I watched him, and I could see this packed, sold-out show, and I could see this by the fifth song, and I could see him walking to the front barricade and talk to them, and I could see my wife, and I could see my wife shake her head no, and I see the sister like, yeah. And he comes back up to the stage and says, "Hey, boss." He's like, "Man, she don't want to meet you." But her sister, the sister's like, "Heck yeah, I want to meet the band." And I was like, "Well, go give them the passes." And after that, man, it was so fun. I hung out. I had a couple of baseball player friends of their stars, so it was really cool. That made me even cooler. And I also, my other ticket in was, luckily the band Maroon 5 had not been released yet, and I had their CD, and I was like, "Oh my god, maybe I could get her to listen to this band that I think is going to be an amazing hit." And she actually came on the bus and listened to Maroon 5, and so still today when we hear Maroon 5 songs, "You're trying to court me, man." Yeah. So it was really cool to have her sit beside me and be a part of picking these songs.
That's a fun story. I wonder if I'm sure Adam Levine would appreciate being a quasi matchmaker for you.
Oh, it was definitely, man. It was awesome, man.
And number six, we've got from the album Chapter 7, Hope and Sorrow, released April 1st, 2008. This is Sorrow. Features a co-vocalist. You've got Miles Kennedy of Alter Bridge and Slash and the Conspirators on vocals here.
Yeah, man, Miles is the man, and I love him, and I've always have. And he's just an incredible force, and what an experience to sing with him. I think we only got to perform that song one time in the history because we happened to be at the same place at the same time. But just the voices together, I thought, just melted really well. And Miles is still one of my very good friends that I look up to as an artist, and he's an incredible. So that's why I picked that song. I love the song.
Yeah, Miles is also one of my favorite vocalists of the genre. I've been able to see him live, and I was disappointed because his vocals were too buried in the mix for my liking at that show. But, you know, what are you going to do when you're playing, you know, next to Slash? They got to make sure those guitars are up in the mix.
I hear you, brother.
Number 7 from Cold Day Memory, you picked Better Place.
Oh, wow, what a good song. Yeah.
And this is when Clint came back to the band after a brief sabbatical.
You know, we were actually in it. We were in this business. That's where I felt like, wow, we are artists. We're musicians. This is our job, you know. I don't have to go back and work at the pizza joint. Or, right. You know. and try to get off work because I got to go practice in the band. You know, this is really, it was a better place.
And it's got such a great chorus that, you know, just builds and rises. And yeah, I was stoked that this one was on the mix as well.
Thank you. I love it. We got to bring that song back out. So hopefully in the next outing, we'll get that. We'll bring it back out.
Awesome. And following that from Time Travelers and Bonfires, which was an acoustic heavy album released in 2014, you picked Come Down, which is a nice bluesy jam that I can only imagine sounds amazing live.
I guess for now, I'm gonna up and run away. My mind's made up. I'm not the flaw. I'm not gonna fall in the grave just to prove you wrong. You know you're wrong. So come.
Over the songs, and she's kind of, you know, she would go back and kind of push play, and I was like, oh my god. So we ended up listening to that whole song the other day when I was going down the 10 list, and what a fun song. What a great way to put the band under the microscope, and that's what we do. You know, a lot of songs are written acoustically, so I feel like it lets the people know that we don't just turn up the music instruments and you know, crack everybody's heads. We can break it down and get serious and really show you some talent. And that's what that song does, I think.
See, and you're like, yeah, we're going to flex a little bit here and show you what we're capable of. And you guys have done acoustic stuff over the years. So, you know, longtime fans are no stranger to that. And couldn't have been too surprised when you guys dropped that record.
Oh, yeah, it was just fun. I always like to go back to it. And I hope, you know, we'll do that again in the future, man. But it's a... And then we did a certain run, you know, it was really cool. It wasn't everywhere, but we picked out a few cities and towns to go through with the acoustic tour. And it went over like a regular live electric show. It was really exciting.
Until we're all done, don't wait. Life flows.
number 9, you guys signed with Rise Records 2018 and released the record All I See Is War, and you selected from that record Sickness.
Oh, wow, that's my jam. First songs we've been, I flew into Atlanta, me, Morgan, and John got together, and that was one of the first songs that we wrote. I kind of got back to Morgan's place and kind of went over it and went back in the studio, and Corey Lowry was engineering that for us, Clint's brother, and that just, you know, that was pre-production. And that song came out, it just kind of sticks with me still. It was some crazy time, but I feel those words and that song is just a strong song. Has the relationship with Rise been going well? I know they're a pretty accomplished label, a lot of great bands on there, and you guys are almost like you know, one of the elder statesmen of the label at this point. You know, the elder.
I didn't want, you know, you guys have been around for 2 decades now. You know, you've put your work in, and you know these young pups on the label could look to you guys to learn a few things, I'm sure.
Rise has been good, man. I thank them for the chance to bring us into their fold, and they definitely had their finger, which was something that was important for us, on that social media outlet and avenue, and so they've definitely been there. You know, the time of making videos had been so passe with us, and they really got back into that, and that was really cool to be a part of making videos again. So it's definitely been cool to work with them and the support and to be a part of a team, so we'll appreciate that.
Yeah, I went down a whole you know, music video rabbit hole last night while I was you know, prepping for the show today, so I got to catch up on some of those videos that I had missed over the years, and enjoyed that for sure. A lot of bands don't really enjoy the music video process. You guys always seem to it seems like you're having fun when you're making them.
I'll tell you what, I don't like the music video process when you know the director is in there making the money and doing the time and keeping you in there forever. Then it's not fun. But when you got somebody that you can go in there and you can knock it out, and we know what we want to do, and let's jam, and let's do it. You know, I'm not an actor, but I can do my best at it. Yeah, that's when it's fun. You know, that's but yeah, the videos, different videos. Yeah, sometimes it can be a headache. I remember that Ugly video was a nightmare.
Oh, really? LA.
Oh, just because it took so long. I remember actually in that last scene of me in the bed, I was asleep. It looked, they had it set up like it was a hotel with a light. They're like, we got to get this shot for the sunlight comes up. I'm like, what? It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Just lay there, act like you're asleep. We got to fix the lighting. And I remember them being like, action. I was asleep for real. I'm like, wow, my God. No, we've had a good time, you know, doing videos. They've all, you know what, I can't say that I've hated anything because this experience has been so incredible for me. So I would never say that I've hated it. Some have been better than others.
I gotcha. Well, we've got one more pick that you selected, and then I always do an 11th bonus pick. So we're going to wrap up your list with one of the new songs. The new album just dropped in October, Blood and Stone, and you picked Desperation.
Whoa!
Picked that song. It was a fun song. It's probably one of the last songs, one of the closest to the last songs we put on the album. I don't think that song was going to make the album, and it came out, and we really enjoyed it. And I love the driving force. It reminds me of when I ride my motorcycle, so I'm down with that.
Now, with you guys being such a prolific tour band and just being out on the road, how have you adjusted with not being able to do the album promotion cycle and hitting the road to promote this and doing a tour? Has it been, you know, just really frustrating? Has it been?
Yeah, frustrating. Yeah, it's been frustrating. You know, before, the interviews have definitely kept going. You know, the Zooms and stuff, we have this new thing with the Zoom, so that's been incredible. You know, to be able to do that, that hasn't stopped. But as far as, like, the touring and being around people and stuff, it sucks, man. I go to the grocery store when I have the time to, and I can because we do the Instacart or whatever that thing is.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the people still recognize you. And sometimes I'm almost like, you know, are you still in the band? I'm like, I don't know. You know, but it's definitely been to getting used to. But until Seven Dust, I can say this, we are ready to come back out and hit the road again when everything is safe. And everyone could be in some type of setting where we, you know, that we could have it. But until then, we have to deal with it.
Sure.
Because I look forward to get my family sick or anybody around us. I just want everyone to stay healthy and us to get past this if we can all do the right thing, if you know what I mean.
Oh, for sure. Like, there was a band recently that I saw was trying to do some sort of socially distanced metal concert. And they were going to draw, like, circles on the floor, and you can't leave your circle. And I'm like, I know this is not going to work. As soon as they kick into a song, everybody's just going to go where they go. And right. I see that as being a logistical nightmare for everybody involved.
I talked to the wife and I said this. I said, think about this. It's been 9 months since we sat down as a family in a restaurant. And I said, that's crazy to think about. We go past some of these restaurants that we used to frequent, and the people who are in there, like, they don't care. And I'm like, it's no way to take that chance.
Yeah,
I just don't know. I can't wait to get back to some type of normalcy. But we do curbside, we'll do that.
Oh, sure.
I'm gonna get ready to go up there and sit with some people that I don't know. Besides, I said, I look at it like this. I said, besides, before, when we didn't have COVID, we would go to a restaurant, they're like, I can't wait to get back in there. You didn't talk to us the first time we were in there. COVID. What the hell are you gonna start talking to us now for? if you look at somebody at that table, they don't want you to look at them. Everybody now like, hey, we're buddies. No, you're not. Y'all passing COVID. Sit down.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm hoping 2021 brings us some better days ahead, because I mean, I know I miss live music so much, and I'm not even a performer, so I'm sure that release and energy that you guys you know, get to enjoy on a daily basis is 2020 has not been an ideal year for anybody in the music industry. So I'm hoping we're through the worst of it, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
We're going to get back to it, brother. I pray on it.
Someone show me.
And for my bonus pick, I wanted to select one from a record. You guys have too many albums to have one from each. I picked one from Home, and I went with Denial from 1999. This was the song that hooked me. I had heard some of the, you know, the debut album, but this was the year that I started working at the local independent record store. I was a young punk kid who was more in like the indie rock and you know, the punk stuff, and my coworkers were more in the metal sandbox. So I got exposed to your guys' music through my coworkers and became a fan from there. So I figured Denial would be a perfect pick for me to choose, and didn't know if you had any memories of that one.
Well, thank you. One of my favorite songs that we still play to this day. What a great time, too. Driving. Just one of those songs that I feel like is a signature 7Dust song that lets you know we come in a party and bring the heat, too, at the same time.
Denial is enough to all alone.
And I had told some people that I was going to be speaking with you today, and literally everyone was ecstatic. And they're like, he is the nicest guy you could meet. I think that is amazing that after, you know, 23 years in a band, that I haven't read anything negative about you ever. You just seem to be a real genuine good guy. And one of my friends shared a story about how you walked him and his friend to their car after one of the shows at the Madison. I'm like, bands don't really do that anymore.
I tell you what, I'm still the same guy that signed that record deal as a 21-year-old kid that still loves people and loves the fact that I'm able to be in the band. I would never take this for granted, man. I love meeting people. I've been very blessed to be a part of this industry and people like you that keep us going. I'm a true believer. I believe the same people you see going up, it's a possibility for sure. You're damn near going to see them coming back down if you're an asshole. So I would never want to be that way. And I've always been a true believer in treat people the way you want to be treated. You know, if I'm having a bad day, you don't have to have one. You know, hey, what's up? I like to say hello. How you doing? What's going on? That's what it's all about.
That's a good thing, especially in this industry.
Everyone, and everyone keep rocking this record into 2021, and I'll be coming out with some solo stuff here too soon. And
fantastic.
Just everybody stay safe and healthy, and thank you for taking the time, and happy holidays, and God bless you.
All right, thank you so much, LeJean. It was a pleasure chatting with you, and can't wait to hear more of that new music, especially that solo stuff. I've been waiting.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for taking time, and have fun with your family, brother.
All right, will do, sir. Thank you again to LeJean for joining me today. I know typically I have about an hour to really get in in-depth convos with the artists on the show, but unfortunately, our time was a bit abbreviated. He still gave me more than enough to work with to put together a great episode, and I am thankful that he took some time out of his day to chat with me about some of these songs, and hopefully some of your favorites were included, and like he said, maybe some of these songs, you know, were brought back to the surface and reminding you that there's some killer stuff on those deep cuts. Well, coming up next, I will be joined by Mike Porter from Branson. He sat down with me and we had about an hour and a half chat as we went through his entire catalog going from 6 Feet Deep to Branson and Golden Streets of Paradise. And we go through 10 of his favorites from his bands that he's been a part of over the years. It was a really good chat, and hopefully you guys will enjoy that one as well. Until next time, this is Dustin saying, may your music be loud and your beers be cold. We'll see you next time.